thinking first of your father and mother in this life.
Που πρώτα σκεφτείτε τον πατέρα και τη μητέρα σας και στη συνέχεια με ευγνωμοσύνη σκεφτείτε και όλα τα άλλα όντα όπως τους εχθρούς και τους φίλους σας. Αποφασίστε ότι για το καλό όλων αυτών θα φτάσετε στην τέλεια φώτιση.
Κόλο παρπά, Νάντζι Ναντάκη, Δίκαν, Σουμπάι.
Please now recite together this selection from the second turning of the wheel of Dharma on the perfect purity of omniscience.
Παρακαλεί ο Ρίποτσε να διαβάσουμε όλοι μαζί αυτό το απόσπασμα από, το, από τη σούτρα που αντιστοιχεί στο δεύτερο τροχό του Ντάρμα, που είναι η τέλεια καθαρότητα της υπερβατικής παντογνωσίας.
Η παντογνωσία είναι τέλεια καθαρή και για αυτό οι μορφές είναι τέλεια καθαρές. Οι μορφές είναι τέλεια καθαρές και για αυτό η υπερβατική σοφία είναι τέλεια καθαρή.
Then they can't get it there. Chu check and they look to a bar. Travel in a chu tamje and they look to a bar. Consult the chu tamje. Chu check did the nonsa in a chu tamje did the nonsa.
From the perspective of genuine reality, it is the case that if one phenomenon in its nature is beyond conceptual fabrication, then it is the case that all phenomena are equally beyond conceptual fabrication. And from the perspective of apparent reality, it is the case that one phenomenon is a dependently arisen mere appearance. So it is that all phenomena are dependently arisen mere appearances, and this is the implication of the style, the way in which this sutra that you just recited a part of was taught.
This is the number of times that you have been taught. The number of times that you have been taught is the number of times that you have been taught. The number of times that you have been taught is the number of times.
Therefore, since omniscience is in its nature beyond conceptual fabrication and is originally pure, so it is that all phenomena in their nature are beyond conceptual fabrication and are originally pure in the exact same way. It is the case that emptiness is difficult to realize. It is difficult to gain confidence in it, to believe it. And that is why the Buddha taught with changing the subjects, the same style, the same teaching again and again, to help us to realize what is difficult to realize, to gain confidence in what is difficult to believe in. Now thinking first of your father and mother and your close friends and relatives in this life, and then extending the feeling you have for them to include your enemies and all sentient beings. Now please resolve to attain for their benefit the state of precious and perfect enlightenment. That is the state where you have perfected compassion and perfected wisdom, realizing the true nature of reality. You know that in order to do this, you must listen to, reflect on, and meditate on the teachings taught by the venerable protector Maitreya in his text, Distinguishing Phenomena and Pure Being, with all of the enthusiasm you can muster in your heart. This is the supreme motivation of bodhicitta. Please give rise to it and listen.
Namba troke chune la yukwa lana mebate. Tenye kundu nebata, nebar jeta rekwata. Jesu treta tetani, never son la jube suki zawasunde. Ton namba troke chune la yukwa lana mebate. Kanye ton trobo te kongdo chuna hina. Namzang gichu malupa delato nyordo kongdu chubanjuro deisero kanghena tonamba chokde kanghena chunye jen chenye hibar sabata chunye te jeve nesam yenye do churbao yana chunye te mekwa kanwa kundu neba te yedang で、ネパルジンバタン。チュニジェトン、トンラ、ウンソムドルパ。チュニウンソムドトバタン。ラリアンテニヤンニヤンドジセチェンヒゴバタン。チュニテダニドニワルスンバム。レバム。ヨンソトバンタルセンバラ。ジュバダンジョギソヤ。
And the commentary reads, this six-point approach to pure being is unsurpassed, since anyone who has understood these 6 points will easily comprehend all qualities without exception related to the process of refinement, related to the attainment of the purity of nirvana. And how does this approach lead to such a result? It does so through introducing the student to the first of the 6 points, namely the knowledge of the defining traits of pure being, as well as to the last 5, which constitute the sole ground or basis for gaining access to such traits. To look more closely at the last five, they consist of that focus with respect to which there is a ground or basis for pure being at all times, the definitive verification of pure being itself, as well as the direct encounter with it, the renewed recollection of precisely this again and again, precisely this direct encounter again and again, and immersion into its very core, meaning the final breakthrough to that nature which is actually present.
Nil Jopala na mepar Tenye kundo nepar Nepar jita rekpar Jizu tanta tedan Nyevar sunla jubeso
Through
Dom je tongi, dom je tongi Chukbo teda sosuri kepa la Tangbo tenye ne Tsenyin donne jeda yin hisung. Chunyi dang, chunyi nanzang gen tsenyi gang hena gongdo noro dute tenbe kapso de yinyi zungzen hiso yedang drawa tenba jetawa yin hibrasaw.
Next is the expanded explanation of these 6 points and the first of the six is the defining characteristics. Here the root text is one line. The defining traits in brief are just as they are. And the commentary to that. If one is seeking to know the defining traits of pure being, the state of complete refinement, one should know that they are just as these described in the brief summary above, where the suchness is taught as being free of four factors, a perceived and so on. In the brief explanation, it was explained how the defining characteristic of pure being is that it is free from four things: perceived, perceiver, an object to express, and a means of expressing it. Dome is concise.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Right. And now we're going to the next question. Bob, what is your name? My name is Chunam Tamje, and my name is Tamje. What is your Chunyi de je nene Gyuza kunzang dupi shuzi chu tam je dang Gyuzi sonra vila chunyi je dupi Dode tam je yinbar dodo Chi isi kena Chu tam je la tanyi do landur la sobe Sortan ton tambar Memek pa tenla papa le Nyani le de pa tuba dang Sonrab ji chunala, tusam ji shukwa le, laan drutsur la mamongba juru seru.
Second, the ground. The ground consists of the whole of phenomena and supreme teachings, the whole of the sutra collections. The ground is asserted to consist of the subject taught and its formulation. The subject taught is the whole of phenomena, meaning all objects of knowledge comprising affliction and refinement, samsara and nirvana. Its formulation is found in the whole of the sutra collections, which consist of the 12 branches of the Supreme Teachings. The reason the term ground is applied to the first of these meaning all objects of knowledge, is that nirvana is attained in a conventional sense through such means as the adoption or rejection relevant to any phenomenon, and in genuine reality, through gaining a firm understanding of there being no phenomena on which to focus. The term ground is applied to the second, the objects of expression, because freedom from unclarity about how to practice the path is gained through the pursuit of listening to and reflecting over the supreme teachings. To give a brief overview of what's happening in this section, which is an explanation of pure being, first we had a presentation of the characteristics of pure being, which are that it is free of the duality of perceived and perceiver, that it is beyond there being an object of any object to express and any means of expressing it. And then second, the ground of pure being is presented. The ground is, namely, all phenomena in terms of how we relate to them relatively, adopting some and rejecting others, and their ultimate nature, as well as the Dharma teachings about how to recognize these two, the ultimate and the relative. So that sets the stage. And now what the text is going to do is take us through the stages of the path to realize pure being. And actually, it's not one path, but five. And the fifth is the same as the fruition. So it's really a presentation in terms of ground, path, and fruition. So the first two paths are combined together here in this third point called definitive verification. And the way that the commentary explains it is as follows. The term definitive verification of the meaning of this is explained as referring to the whole of the path of application, which is composed of appropriate mental cultivation based on the intended meaning of the sutra collections of the Mahayana. If one wonders why the term definitive verification is used, it indicates that through cultivating the mind on the paths of accumulation and application, by nurturing the three types of precise knowledge, prajna, in accord with the content of the sutra collections, the meaning of pure being is definitively verified, that is to say, confirmed. So what that means is that here we're talking about the first two paths of accumulation and application. These are the paths where one is still an ordinary being before you have direct realization of pure being. And At that point, what you do is you verify, you ascertain, you determine for yourself with certainty the nature of pure being using the prajna of listening to the teachings, contemplating them, and meditating on them. And in that way, you gain certainty that you continually cultivate the whole time that you're on the paths of an ordinary being. It's getting more and more subtle along the stages of these two paths, and then we'll see when you get to the third path, then you have direct realization.
Sanje je komba drugi insan de, tene sanje je komba drobar, tam je no, tene tekpa chimbi lan lo kyobare. De ta va sanjo jo de sem je ne, geba droba tam je cholam zdo.
The first of these five paths is the path of accumulation. And it begins when you resolve, for the benefit of all sentient beings, to attain enlightenment. For the benefit of all sentient beings, to perfect your wisdom and your compassion. And from the point you make that promise, all of the virtue that you accumulate is virtue that goes towards advancing on the path of accumulation. And the path of application, the second path, is when you gain an extraordinary certainty in emptiness, the true nature of reality.
Και στο δεύτερο από τους πέντε δρόμους, στο δρόμο της σύζευξης ή της ένωσης.
Τενε γιολάν τελαίαν τρο, τσέμο, ζεπα, τσουντζόση, γευγέ
γεγε. And the path of the second path, the path of application, itself has four different stages to it. They are the stages of heat, and then the peak or the tip, and third, patience, finally, the supreme worldly dharma.
Στο Dharma, γιατί η λέξη Dharma έχει πολλές έννοιες και στη σαρκριτική ορολογία. Στη συγκεκριμένη περίπτωση έχει την έννοια της ιδιότητας. Είναι ύψιστη ιδιότητα όσο αφορά ένα κοσμικό όρο. Δηλαδή είναι το ύψιστη ιδιότητα που μπορεί να αναπτύξει κανείς όσο είναι ακόμα ένα κοινό όρο. Δεν θα περνάει σε άλλο στάδιο.
Τα κάνω με κέντρο λίγο.
Now we will recite in the language of the Snowlanders.
Στη γλώσσα της χώρας των χιονιών.
Τελα νε παρεντζε παν, τεκπα τσιμπλ ντοτερ, τεμπε σουζι ιζε, δεπε τζολαμ ταμπε το.
The term definitive...
Ay, yepa, rekwani. Rekpa yanda tatop ser, ton lanje mwensom che, soto te ye nye top che, nyansu nyongwa kanyin.
Fourth is encounter. The encounter attained because of authentic view is the path of vision on which the suchness attained is in a fashion direct, whatever experienced.
And Tongba
The fourth point is called encounter, because you could also say contact, because authentic view, which transcends the world, has here been attained with the eye of knowledge as the seer. This is the path of vision, on which the object, suchness, purged of all defilements, eliminated through seeing, is actually attained during meditative equipoise in a fashion which is wholly direct, not merely as an abstract idea. So this is the key distinction here between the first two paths and the third. On the first two paths, you relate to emptiness still as an abstraction. And what makes the difference between the ordinary beings and a bodhisattva is that the bodhisattva doesn't relate to emptiness as an abstraction, but as direct realization of emptiness as the nature of their experience. Whatever is experienced during the post-meditative state is then seen from the perspective of authentic view. So this describes the direct realization experience of the bodhisattva in meditation, and then in post-meditation, their experience is said to be like someone who dreams and they know they're dreaming all the time. They never slip out of recognizing that it's like a dream.
Fifth
is recollection, describing the fourth path, the path of meditation. And here the root text reads, although reality has been seen by awareness, recollection, the path of meditation, composed of factors inducing enlightenment, is needed to eliminate the sin. The commentary reads, although reality, pure being, has already been seen directly and realized by intimate, detailed self-awareness on the previous stage, meaning the path of seeing, what is here referred to as recollection is composed of all those factors inducing enlightenment that enable one to recollect and realize this again and again throughout a process of repeated habituation. This is the path of meditation, where one practices in order to eliminate all those stains which only meditation can remove. So this is describing the bodhisattva's second to tenth levels out of ten. The first is the path of vision, where you have the direct realization. And then from the second to the tenth level, you meditate. Now the word for meditation in Tibetan has the sense of meditating, but also the sense of habituating, of getting used to it. So you get used to, again and again, this realization. And in that way you refine it. You make it more profound. You eliminate the even more and more subtle stains until you have totally perfect realization at the level of enlightenment. And the commentary reads, here is the point at which immersion into the core of that suchness, which is the abiding nature of all phenomena, has been completed. This is the suchness rendered free of any superficial stain, where all phenomena, whose fundamental being and appearance have been reconciled in every respect, appear exclusively as suchness. And this completes the transformation in its fullest sense as well. Transformation as such is present from the first bodhisattva level onwards, but it is at this final level that ultimate transformation is accomplished. So here we get the essential description of transformation, which doesn't mean changing into something that is new. It means realizing perfectly what has been the true nature of reality and of all phenomena all along. A transformation is simply that you perfectly realize reality as it is. And as the text says, fundamental being and appearance have been reconciled in every respect. That means what appears to you is perfectly the true nature just as it is. You start out as an ordinary being with what appearing to you being not the true nature at all, because you think the duality that appears truly exists. When you get to be a first level bodhisattva, you directly realize the true nature of reality in meditation, but still, in your post-meditative state, you see dualistic appearances. But you're closer now because you know that all of these dualistic appearances are just like a dream, and you never fall from that realization. By the time you get to being a Buddha, the two truths you realize in an undifferentiable way. There's no difference between meditating and not meditating. There's no difference between apparent reality and ultimate reality. You know the two truths as undifferentiable in a complete and perfect way. This verse is an explanation of the fifth path, the path of no more learning. It refers to the stage of enlightenment, of being a Buddha.
Έτσι εδώ, αυτό που παρουσιάζεται είναι στην πραγματικότητα το πέμπτος δρόμος.
Τσεκέντεγι κάψωτα λάμμα τέμπαρε κάρτσι μπουρε το κόντε γάσε γέν κεράνσος λόγω τσάβαζόν τον νέα.
These verses present an explanation of the five paths, concise and complete explanation, and they are important because of that, so I'm going to stop here for tonight. If you can memorize these verses, that would be good. This section of the commentary ends in the middle of a line of root verse with the words, "This completes the transformation as well." The next part of that line says, "This 10-point presentation of transformation," and that goes with the next section of commentary.
Okay.
Tela deye danye du nyewar sumpa tejimi jama me par gyurpana tamje tejimi yetamdu nama deya ne gyurpa gyurpa yenu.
Here
ya da chenamzu chunyi namje di chigmo mochi chunyi namje si.
Now please sing the song of the profound definitive meaning sung on the snowy rain.
Το βαθύ οριστικό νόημα το λέμε στην
Oh, ενδουσία του διαλογισμού είναι καλή. Όταν εμφυβεβαιώθηκα ότι συμπεριφορά είναι το έργο της φωτεινότητας κι ό,τι αγγελεξάρτηση είμαι καινότητα. Τότε ο δράστης και η δράση του έχουν πέρα διαπέρα διαλυθεί. Αυτού του είδους η συμπεριφορά είναι καλή. Όταν η μεροληπτική σχέση χάνεται στο διάστημα και πάγουν η υποκρισία, τα οκτώ βάρμα, η ελπίδες και η φόβη. Αυτός που υπόσχεται και υπόσχεσή του έχουν πέρα για πέρα διαλυθεί. Αυτός ο τρόπος κλείσης των Σαμαρία είναι καλός. Όταν τελικά αναγνωρίσεις τον εαυτό σου ως δάρμα καλιά έτσι να ωφελείς τον εαυτό σου και τους άλλους. Αυτός που πραγματώνει την πραγμάτωση έχουν πέρα για πέρα διαλυθεί. Αυτός ο τρόπος επίτευξης του χαρού είναι καλός.
Now sing, distinguishing the provisional from the definitive in the context of Mahamudra.
Το βασίλειο του Νίκη υπάρχει κάποιος γνωστός ως ο δεύτερος Βούδας. Μοιάζει με το πολύτιμο πετράδι στο λάβαρο των δεσμευμένων που ποτέ δεν βίουν. Σε αυτός από όλους πεδίο πρόσφορο ο μελωδικός ήχος της σημαίας της φίλης του διαπερνά τελείως όλες τις κατευθύνσεις. Δεν είναι αυτός ο Κύριος Μαϊτρύπα. Στα πόδια του εγκλαβικά κάποιος δουλεύει και πίνει μεγάλες βουλιές απ' την ανήμουσια. Την κορυφή της θεώρησης το Μαχαμούντρα πραγμάτωσε το γενές νόημα ελεύθερο από άκρα. Τελειοποίησε όλες τις αρετές μαζί. Κανένα ελάττωμα πια δεν τον σκεπάζει. Προβολή των σου κατά μ' ανθρώπινη μορφή. Το υπέρτατο όνομα παρέτσι είπε. Μ' όποιον τρόπο προβάλλουν μπροστά σου τα αντικείμενα. Όταν δεν έχεις πράγματος ή αμαντήλα προβάλλουν. Με την προσκόλληση θα φλαγίνεσαι δεσμιός. Τη φύση του σαν πραγματώνεις μαγικές προβολές. Σαν προβάλλουν είναι φίλοι που βοηθούν το πνεύμα. Τελικά καμιά εκδήλωση δεν υπάρχει. Όλα είναι καλά στο αγέλη το δάρμα καλιά. Σοφία. Όλα τα φαινόμενα έχουν οδηγηθεί στην κατάσταση της εξάλληψης. Το σκαλάθο της μορφής που τη δυστυχία έχει, όταν δεν έχεις πραγμάτωση σώμα τεσσάρων στοιχείων, από που εκδηλώνονται αρρώστιες και δυστυχίες, σαν το πραγματώσει νευρεότητα σώμα. Η ένωση μορφής και γενότητας, που αντικρούει ως όλους το κοινό σώμα, στο τελικό επίπεδο δεν υπάρχει σώμα. Αυτό είναι χάρος ουρανός χωρί σύννεφα. Αυτές οι εκδηλώσεις δαιμόνων και δαιμονισών, όταν δεν έχεις πραγματοσύ εκδηλώσεις στον Μάρα, που εμπόδια στον δρόμο σου φέρνουν και σε ενοχλούν, τη φύση του σαν πραγματώσεις προστάτες του Δάρμα. Τα διάφορα σύλλη προέρχονται από αυτούς, στο τελικό επίπεδο θεοί και δαίμονες δεν υπάρχουν. Όλα συνοητικές διεργασίες έχουν εξαντληθεί πέρα για πέρα. Γενικά λέγεται ότι στο τελικό κύμα μορφές δαιμόν προβάλλουν σαν άρχοντα απ' έξω. Όταν δεν ξέρεις πως σκέφτηκες είναι οι δηλώσεις αυτές, κι αληθινές τις νομίζεις σε μαύρο σκοτάδι είσαι. Παρά είχα εξαπατηθεί από την πλάνη, στη σύγχυση στη φωλιά απάνια κατοικούσα. Αληθινούς θεωρούσα δαίμονες και θεούς. Τώρα την καλοσύνη του Άγιους είδα. Καταλαβαίνω ότι στα αλήθεια δεν υπάρχουν, σαν σάρα που σταματάς λιβάνα που πρέπει να φτάσεις. Ό,τι εμφανίζεται είναι το Μαχαμούντρα. Ό,τι εμφανίζεται είναι το Μαχαμούντρα. Πραγματώνοντας ότι η σύγχυση δεν έχει βάση, το νερό που αντανακλάθη σε επίγνωση στο φεγγάρι, καθαρίζεται από κάθε ακαθαρσία. Ο ήλιος της φωτεινότητας ασκία στο σλάβι, το σκοτάδι της άνοιας σκορπάει σιγά σιγά. Η απάτη της πλάνης διαλύεται για πάντα, κι από μέσα προβάλλει η φύση αληθινή. Πολύτιμη σκέψη που δαίμονες προσλαμβάνει, υπέροχη ενθύμηση αυτή, που ολοκάθαρα δείχνει την αγέννητη τη βάση.
Θα πήγε στον Πετυλίσκο.
Τσάκια τσάμπορις. Now we'll sing Milarepa's Song of Ma Mudra in English.
At the time of meditating on Mahamudra, I rest without struggle in actual real beings. I rest relaxed in a free from wandering space. I rest in a clarity cradled in emptiness space. I rest in awareness, and this is blissful space. I rest unruffled in non-conceptual space. In variety space, I rest in equipoise, and resting like this is native mind itself. A wealth of certainty manifests endlessly, without even trying self-luminous mind is at work. Not stuck in expecting results, I'm doing okay. No dualism, no hopes and fears, okay. Delusion as wisdom, now that's been cheerful and prized. Delusion transformed into wisdom, now that's all right.
Intentatu delic par quinto sum de tarti.